Dublin Bus is looking for drivers. In particular, it's looking for women drivers, and the first of a number of open days will take place this weekend. Currently, just 4% of the company's drivers are women. With us are Vivian Kavanagh, who is Employee Development and Equality Executive with Dublin Bus. Also here, Tina Ahern, who's a driver. Vivian, can I start with you? Why do you believe there are so few female drivers? Just 4% is... Look, it's a very, very small percentage.
Yeah, it's a very low number. There's some perceptions around being a bus driver. I think for women, people think it's a physically difficult job to do. That's an unsafe job, or maybe that's a dirty job. And the reason we're having the open days is trying to break down those barriers and challenge the perceptions that women have, which is why we want them to come along to our open days, meet some of our female bus drivers, actually get to drive one of our training buses, and I suppose just talk to people and find out what it's really like to be a bus driver.
Tina, will you tell us about your own experience? How long are you in the job?
I'm a bus driver for 20 years with Dublin Bus. Now, I love my job. I really do. I love dealing with the passengers. I love the people that I work with. Like, it is a bit of a male environment, but all the men are just so brilliant. From the time I started, it was like I was in my 20s when I started, and it kind of took me under the wing, like as if I was their
daughter.
You must
have been very, very unusual 20 years ago.
It was very unusual then, but from the start, I just loved it. I didn't know whether I would be able to do it or not when I tried. Never looked back. I loved it. It's not a bit difficult. It really isn't. You get amazing training. It's a brilliant job.
Can I ask you, though, about a couple of the things raised there by Vivian? I mean, can it be difficult? Because we've all been on buses with a rowdy passenger or a drunk passenger or a difficult passenger.
Well, you have your screen there to protect you if you need it. But, like, I'm there 20 years. You very rarely come across anybody like that. I mean, drunk people just usually fall asleep on the bus. Like, in the morning, people are just kind of head down. They just want to get to work. In the evening, they just want to get home. So most of the time, you don't actually come across difficult passengers. I think there's a perception there that you do, but you don't. Most people are absolutely brilliant.
And why then do you think more women haven't been interested in driving a bus?
Well, I'd love to see more women in there, I really would. I think it's probably the size of the bus. They kind of say, oh, can I do it? I mean, I thought that myself, to be honest. The training you get is amazing. You get, like, there's no gears. It's all automatic. Bus lanes everywhere. They train you brilliantly. And you're paid for sitting in traffic. Literally paid for sitting in traffic.
That might be some people's idea of hell. But
oh, it's heaven. It's heaven.
Vivian, who are you looking for?
We're looking for any women. It says obviously the bus driver recruitment's open to men and women, but for the open days, we're looking for any women who may be interested in joining us, changing a career, or, you know, just something they think might be a bit different. As I said, get to drive a bus on the day with one of our driving instructors, talk to some of our female drivers like Tina, get their opinion and experiences, and just to find out what it's actually like to be a bus driver.
Presumably, though, you have to be a very good and steady driver.
You have to hold a B licence, so a car licence, for 2 years to be able to apply. So that's basically the minimum requirements. We then, if you're successful, we train up people to drive a bus, to get their bus licence. It's a 6-week training programme. So
what's the pay like?
So it starts at about €630 a week, and that's the 4-day week inclusive of shift and Sunday premium. So they're working late shifts, Thursdays over weekends, and then you move up onto a 5-day week, which is about €860.
Tina, do you drive the one route all the time, or can it vary?
I drive the one route all the time. I drive the 37. But I mean, when you do start off, you do have to have a pretty good idea of around Dublin, the whole city centre. So you will be driving a lot of the different routes all the time. But you're there maybe 10 years and you kind of get your own route. I drive my own route all the time, so I know all my passengers. They all know me. I'm a very familiar
face.
Do
they all say thanks?
All say thank you. Everybody says thanks to the driver. Everybody does.
Vivian, I noticed a couple of letters about this in the Irish Times over the past week or so. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen them, with one writer in particular saying, when's the men's recruitment day?
Yeah, we've seen that ourselves. So obviously 96% of our drivers are men. So there isn't a problem recruiting men. As I said, obviously the jobs of bus drivers are open to both men and women. Everyone applies the same way and is treated the same way, goes through the same process. But we're having the open day because women are so underrepresented. Only 4% of our drivers are women. And we've set ourselves a target of increasing that by 100% over the next 2 years, which obviously is a big target, but we're hoping and we'll reach it.
And if people are interested then, where should they go? What should they do?
So if they go onto the Dublin Bus website, dublinbus.ie, they'll find all the information about the open days there and also the information of how to apply for the position of bus driver.
Tina, are you working today?
I'm not working today. I'm not working today. We're launching the female driver today, so we'll be over in the Phoenix Park later on.
All right. Well, listen, the very best of luck and thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this morning. Vivian Kavanagh there of Dublin Bus and also Tina Ahern.